Home Minister P. Chidambaram told Parliament Monday that the government is determined to quell the Maoist rebellion in 2 to 3 years.
The determined, organized, armed liberation struggle cannot be allowed in this country. It strikes the very root of democracy. It strikes the very root of our concept of a nation. And therefore, it has to be squarely and fearlessly met.
His statement came nearly 2 weeks after Maoist rebels killed 76 paramilitary troops returning from a patrol in the dense jungles of Chhattisgarh state. The bold attack raised questions about the effectiveness of a big government offensive mounted last year against the rebels in several eastern and central states. Critics, including human rights groups, have also questioned whether a security operation would be effective in tackling the guerrillas without tackling the lack of development in areas where they have gained influence. They point out that there is virtually no government presence in these areas, which are among India's poorest. Home Minister Chidambaram says the government will pay more attention to the development needs of areas where the Maoists, also known as Naxals, are active so that it can win the confidence of local people.
At the same time, we must show greater compassion, greater concern for the poor, greater dedication in taking development to the places where the Naxals seem to have some dominance.
The government says the rebels are deliberately targeting infrastructure to prevent development in many of these areas and have destroyed scores of school buildings, telephone towers and exchanges and powerhouses. The government says since 2008, the rebels have killed more than 400 people whom they describe as police informers. The government has said thousands of additional paramilitary forces will join the anti-Maoist operation. It has won wide support from opposition parties, which say that the rebellion must be crushed. The rebels have spread their influence in 20 of India's 28 states and are considered a growing threat in a country battling several other insurgencies. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.